Okay, the one that I didn't get credited with, I thought I caught it. But the one I did get credit with, I never felt more sure about a catch in my life. obviously, you know, I showed my emotion on the field about it. Didn't give the rough the ball back because I wanted them to take a look at it, and we was able to get that done.
What's it like emotionally to seal a win like this, the biggest comeback, ties the biggest comeback in franchise history?
Oh, man, it's big for us. I mean, first of all, keeps us in the hunt. Second of all, it just shows that the character that these guys show in this room is amazing. I don't know if it was any other team, you know, if guys would have stood up like we did today when adversity struck, and guys continued to have a positive attitude, came out, kept fighting, chipping away. And we got it done.
Where's this win rank for you outside the playoff win, regular season?
This is a big one. Obviously, it's the biggest of the season, no doubt about it. Like I said, I mean, it keeps us in contention, first of all. And, you know, it was just a great character team win. And, you know, we just need to keep fighting.
You think this win saved the season for you guys?
No doubt about it. I mean, every win is going to save the season now. We in playoff mode right now. Every time we step on the field, we feel that we have to win the game, and if we don't, we feel that we're going home. So that's the way we're approaching everything at this point.
What clicked between the first half and the second half? Because you guys are two different football teams.
No doubt about it. You know, second half we got some scores in, so it looked it a little bit better. But you know, guys kept a positive impact. We came in halftime. You know, we still had the vibe that, okay, guys, we're still in this game. And everyone came out, kept fighting. Like I said, chipped away. Offense got moving, scored quick first drive, gave us a little bit more confidence. That's what we needed at that point. And we know we need to get off the field and get those guys the ball back. And like I said, we just kept chipping away. And our offense done an excellent job for us the second half.
Tremont, what does it mean to you to be playmaker? You've seen a lot of games played in NFL football. You know, a lot of times it's a playmaker who does it. What does it mean to you to be a playmaker the way you were today?
It was refreshing. It was refreshing. You know, that's the things that we live for in this league. You know they're going to come. Sometimes they don't. But that's the things that I live for. I feel that I can make those plays. The guys on our defense can make those plays. Obviously, Sam's interception was big for us. We probably would have never been in a situation we were if he wouldn't have made that play and we was able to get right back into the game. So, I mean, guys, like I said, we all feel like we playmakers in the back end, and it showed today.
Tremont, the interception that wasn't, you have the ball at the 7-yard line when it gets overturned, and then they go down and score. I know you overcame the big halftime deficit.
Right.
If there's a time where you can say, this isn't our day, that's the time. What was the sideline like? What was the feeling like, especially after they went down and scored?
You know, you tend to – we know we still had time left, first of all. I don't remember how much time they had left, but we knew our offense was moving the ball well, and – I was sitting on the sideline talking to, I think, Sam and Morgan. I was like, we just need to score before the four-minute point. You know, we just talking like that. So I was like, we need to score before the four-minute mark. And we did. So I was like, oh, we good. We in it. We in it. So we just felt that we need to make a stop at that point. And, you know, we did. Sam ended up making an interception. Offense came out, scored again like we needed to, and then you know, we need to make another stop, and then I caught the pick, and that was it.
At that point.